The Easter Octave is coming. This is meant to be an entire week of celebrating. And in this episode, we're going to share ideas on how to do just that on any budget. The Easter Octave is a time to celebrate. And I've always had a desire to make the full 8-day octave of the year just radically stand out from other weeks of the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's just been a thing ever since we've been married. And I was trying to figure out when did that begin? Because that was not always the case. And I think it was about 15 years ago. Because I'm old now and everything is now a long time ago. One of the earliest memories I have of making the octave special was when I was on the focus team at University of Illinois, and I had just a fun mix of teammates that year.
Mm-hmm.
And we had decided, okay, let's go all in. Let's make every day of the octave something special, something fun, something for students to join in on. You know, we are trying to get them to radically rewire their brains that this is the pinnacle of the year, mm-hmm. you know, in the church. Mm-hmm. Like, we need to communicate that with activities. And one of the activities was that me and my female teammates wore all white one day. And it was a little harder than you would have thought. But I remember I had a all white long sleeve shirt and an all white like maxi skirt, because those were, you know, the trend.
That's
back
the long
then.
Ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just a really weird, and then maybe some white tennis shoes or something. We have a picture of it. I think you've probably seen the picture. Yeah. And it was just so radical, but fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of got it in my head that this is just how it should be every year. This should be, there's something, not 8 days of complete partying every second, but like, there needs to be things sprinkled through this. This mm-hmm. is a marathon, not a sprint. We don't want to burn out on Easter Sunday and then have nothing left in the gas tank. We got to endure for the whole octave. And then once you and I got married and infertility set in, I remember just getting really planned with that second octave that we had together to distract myself from just the heaviness that was our life. Really heavy chapter.
Mm.
And we planned something every day for 8 days. And I even went back to our old blog to look at what we did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And after I reminisce down, huh? just a pinch on this, we're going to go into about a dozen ideas that we're going to share with you how to make the octave special on literally any budget.
Yeah, because you might be sitting, standing, driving, whatevering there and thinking, oh, yeah, okay, I get this. We're going to celebrate. It's Easter. No, we're stretching it out. It's the 8 days, the whole octave. But that sounds expensive. I don't know if I can do that. Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to say, oh, you can have tons of fun and you can celebrate the octave and make it something that really is special without spending tons of money on it.
Or harming yourself financially. We're going to give some ideas. Some of them are going to cost. Others aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to you to just kind of pull the levers on which activities match your financial reality right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really just the name of the game. Being intentional and picking those activities. All right. So let's go back to the Texeras. We are... what did we do that Easter octave? Just to set a little bit of a financial context, we were saving to buy a home.
Mm.
And like every dime was going towards that. Also for adoption.
Yes.
It was kind of like a tandem. We were kind of funding both of them at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So that meant that the Texeras weren't, even though we didn't have kids yet and we had no debt, I mean, we absolutely could have decided to flight of Paris.
Ooh.
You know, we could have done that, but we had other goals. So
yeah.
When I tell you about how we did the octave, it's going to look differently because we didn't want to put a ton of money forward towards the celebrating.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really good example of hearing something. Oh yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it. That doesn't need to eat your other financial priorities. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be the one thing, but we're just going to work it in alongside everything else.
Exactly.
And depending where you are in your financial journey, in your season of life, all those things, the way you work it in and the extent of time and attention and certainly finances that you give to it will look different.
Mm-hmm. All right. So just a quick recap of what we did that year. Just for a little reminiscing.
Would you have remembered any of this without
absolutely
this blog post? Wow.
100%. Not all of them.
Okay.
I would have maybe, I had in my head that we went to a Nuggets basketball game.
Ooh.
That was just a different spring week. We did a lot of that. So when it came to the octave, we had some other activities that we worked in. Being one of them was we went to Jamba Juice. You remember that? And we didn't share.
You know it was something special when we don't share.
When the Texeras didn't share.
To this day.
Yes. And but we had a $2 off coupon.
There it is.
There it is. That's why we why we splurged and got two separate ones. And afterwards we went over to the Wizard's Chest because we're completely nerds. And we got an expansion pack to our Settlers of Catan.
I will say this in full transparency.
Mm.
We have yet to play that expansion map.
What?
That was the
I don't remember
Pennsylvania Settlers
map. Oh. See, I didn't even know where it was.
It's in the game area right by the Settlers box.
Well, get it out.
Yes.
We'll do it this octave. Now that our oldest is barely able to play Settlers of Catan.
She's ready for the main one, but we'll find out.
She'll want to try to learn, that's for sure. All right, I just want to go through these quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
The next day, you had your teammates over,
mm-hmm.
And we went and played bocce ball.
Ooh, traveling bocce ball.
Traveling bocce ball. Oh my gosh, we played that so much that spring, but it was a blast.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, we ended up making... I had kind of recently become gluten-free at the time.
That's true. Yeah.
And so we made these killer America's Test Kitchen gluten-free brownies.
It's a really good brownie.
It's a really...
It doesn't matter if you're gluten-free or not.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what we did, but we had brownies and ice cream.
I think that's all you need to do.
The next night, we watched Captain America, or maybe... We watched Captain America the night before with the brownies. I think that's what we did. Because the next night...
Yes, we ate these while watching Captain America.
Okay, okay. We then went to see Captain America Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
In the theater. And we splurged and got movie theater popcorn.
No!
I know. We didn't pre-cook it at home.
What were we thinking?
We didn't pre-cook it at home and take it with us.
We were getting into it.
We were
crazy.
We were splurging left and right. We had about $50 into this octave. Anyway, then the next day, I made a really special meal, that creamy pesto pasta with chicken and asparagus that I've still talked about to this day, but I can't find
you
the recipe.
Just mentioned it last week.
I did. And I tried to make it with some gluten-free noodles and they were horrible.
Didn't quite turn out.
It didn't go well. The next day, apparently, because all we do is eat during the octave, we went out to Chick-fil-A with some gift cards. And that was, we tried to win Chick-fil-A for a year at that grand opening. Anyway, as a pity gift, they gave us some gift cards. So we used those the next day. The day after that was Divine Mercy Sunday. So the last day in the octave. And Pope St. John Paul II, he was canonized that day.
Those Remember? Cabbage rolls?
Yeah, we went all in on Polish cuisine.
Those in ages, man.
Polish cuisine. And I think we watched a JP2 movie. With some of our neighbors. I remember that correctly. Just a really special day.
Wow. So, what an octave.
It was a great octave. And of course, we worked in the middle of that and different, you know, life went on, but we made sure that there was an anchor in every single part of the day. And that was important to us just as adults and as a married couple. Now, if you have kids in the home, I'd say and argue it's all the more important. We have to make our kids aware that this is the best week of the year, and it needs to be reflected in our attitudes, our actions, and even our budgets. You know, us pre-kids sunk $50 into that octave. the Texeras, you know, with kids, probably would have needed to sunk a hundy into that octave. Mm-hmm. And we just have to make sure, again, and the, some of these ideas we're going to give, they really do fit at any budget level. But when you, it's so easy just to go out and spend money, right? It makes it easier. Okay, oh, yeah, let's make this octave really special. Oh, without having to think or plan.
Yeah.
Let's just go to Urban Air and we'll go out to eat the next day and we'll go to the movie. Now you've racked up a grand celebrating, and that could be harmful. So if you are going to have a more limited budget to dedicate to celebrating the octave and making it special, you just have to be all the more intentional. You have to be more planned. You have to be more thoughtful. And that's not bad. It's just making do with what's reality at the given moment. And that's fine. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt 100 times over.
Got the t-shirt on sale.
Exactly. So, John, kick us off into these ideas for how they could celebrate the Easter Octave.
You just want to think about, you know, some fun activities, things that you like to do. And then, well, we figure out some ways to do those less expensively. So maybe you've got some gift cards. We had gift cards that we hadn't used yet. Mm-hmm. We thought, oh, this is the perfect opportunity to go get those, go to Chick-fil-A or whatever, whatever else that we did with gift cards. We had those coupons for the smoothies. You can go, right? One of my faves.
Oh, your fave. Your move.
Field Agent app.
Field Agent is your MO.
I love Field Agent.
It's super cool.
Yeah. So if you're unfamiliar, download it. It's called Field Agent in your phone's app store. And you sign up, and then it's companies will want to check in and make sure that their products are on the shelf the right way, or they need a review on their website, so they reimburse you for buying the thing. Mm-hmm. And anyway, you earn a couple bucks as you do these things. You have some fun. I have some fun when we do it. And usually a lot of times you can get free stuff because they'll reimburse you and pay you a bonus for doing it.
Yep.
So I really like that as a fun way to add in things we wouldn't normally be doing or getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes they'll have candy. They'll have protein shakes. They'll have alcohol. Like it can.
I don't think we bought alcohol once last year
because we kept getting them for free.
Spot of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it can be really fun, and you can leave and look up discounted gift cards on those types of websites. Mm-hmm. For the things you plan to do.
Yeah.
So there's lots of ways just to, with a little bit of tweaking, make regular things a little bit cheaper.
Exactly. And don't we all have that family member who just doesn't use gift cards? Mm. I do. And honestly, you could just go to them, offer them, you know, 70 cents on the dollar for the gift card. Mm. And they'd just rather have bird in the hand than two in the bush. That cash money might be more useful to them. So get savvy. And you might have some discounted cash and maybe even some freebies ready to go.
Yep.
All right. Next, this one. Of course, there's always kid-friendly Easter egg hunts in your area, right? These are everywhere at your church and your community. But did you know they sometimes have adult Easter egg hunts? We did this one year. It was like $5 to enter.
Yeah.
And we just had a ton of fun. I think the grand prize, the golden egg, if you found it, was like a knife set, like a set of kitchen knives or something. It was all these like adult prizes.
Yeah. Or like a $50 bill, you know, you could find in one. And then of course super there were ones with candy in them.
Yes, of course. So you came out having a blast, but if you've got one in your local area, that could be a lot of fun to consider doing. Take on the third one.
Other one. So, right, we had to pay a little bit to do that one. But the other grand idea is free stuff. Most cities, towns, wherever you're living, probably have some sort of a site that somebody's running, collecting just all the things to do that are going on in town.
Yeah. Blogs.
Yep. So just you can just find it Facebook usually pages. By just doing a search, you know, wherever free things to do. Mm-hmm. And especially around Easter time, one, it's Easter time, so there's going to be some extra stuff going on. Two, it's just the springtime.
Spring.
Mm-hmm. So there's, we can finally get outside again. There's going to be just more activities going on because of that. Mm-hmm. So look into those. It can be a really good way to have some fun.
Yeah. There might be a free concert in your area. Mm-hmm. So sometimes just scanning the local newspaper, or even the local newspaper's Facebook page.
Yeah. Or a lot of,
the events tab in your Facebook.
Yeah. Or a lot of radio stations will mm-hmm. have like the community calendar thing.
Yes. And really these events are getting sponsored by corporations or nonprofits, and they want people to come to their events, but oftentimes they just don't get the advertising. Mm-hmm. So we have been to so many of these activities and they've been a blast. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been a huge blast. All right. Next up is yard games. Mm. So I mentioned earlier the bocce ball, the moving bocce ball. There's croquet. There's getting a soccer game going, you know, with a bunch of your friends at the local park, or Coob.
Ooh,
that one was a University of Illinois game. Yes, with the wood blocks.
Ooh, and then you're throwing other wood blocks at them?
You're throwing wood blocks at wood blocks. Just look it up online. You can really make a set very easily and inexpensively. Mm-hmm. And it's just a ton of fun. It's very addicting.
Yeah, but it's fun. You're able to get outside. So whatever uh-huh. it is that floats your boat in this arena, disc golf, a little softball, you can just go out and play some catch. You can make it fun. You can have that can be your activity to make the day special.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of getting outside, there is the idea of just going on a walk or hiking a local trail. Mm. So we have a bunch of nature preserves, you know, mm-hmm. with man-made lakes that are just places where big overflow. Puddles. I mean, where they direct rainwater to prevent flooding. We have a bunch of those in Nebraska. If you're in a prettier state, you probably just have a lot of state and forest and
I mean, if Omaha, beauty. Nebraska has ways for us to go hiking and enjoying being outside. I can almost guarantee absolutely. Where you live has true. Even better options.
True. We might be in the slimmest of pickings when it comes to natural beauty in our state. But even we have a few levers to pull. Mm-hmm. And even then, you know, sometimes, like I said, we have these man-made lakes that just have 2-3 miles of trails around them. And we could go for a bike ride or a family walk and end up at the playground at the end. Or there's just like a nature preserve that you can mm-hmm. go walk around. So those are almost always free and they're just a ton of fun. All right. Next up, special meals.
And if you couldn't tell from when we went through that list earlier, this is one that we enjoy quite a bit.
The Texeras prefer to just eat our way through celebrations. I think this might be the human way. You know, really just every culture's got different foods for different holidays. Mm-hmm. And it's just so fun. So what we have tended towards for Easter is it brings out in us just a desire for a lot of pie, in particular, all the cream pies.
Yeah. So we love making pies. Mm-hmm. Pies are fantastic and delicious. So we needed to figure out where these different pies fit in our life. Right. Of course, your pumpkin pie that's going to show up at Thanksgiving. So we've figured out, we've kind of fallen into mm-hmm. over the years.
A rhythm of pies.
Yes, rhythm of pies. And so the Easter pies are the cream pies, the chocolate angel pie.
So good.
The coconut cream, the banana cream. Mm-hmm. Oof, these are some incredible pies.
Yes, and we go to a couple different parties and we usually show up with one or several of these pies and we leave with nothing in the pie
empty tin.
Yes, they are much desired and I can't wait. It keeps them really special too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's like then that it starts mingling the memory and the taste and the smell of the pie with the particular holiday. Mm-hmm. And so you're anticipating one with the other and it mm-hmm. just makes it a whole lot more special.
Yep. So when our girls are older and flown the coop and it's Easter active time,
all the pies are
no
ours.
Doubt they're going to be wanting these pies. They're going to be wanting to take one home. All right. Next is an adventure day with local memberships.
Ooh.
This is something we did last year. We were in the middle of refilming our entire Catholic Money course and we didn't have time to do a whole lot of planning. Mm-hmm. And so this one was an easy go-to because I didn't have to plan and I also didn't have to pay. So we are members of the local children's museum. We are members of the local zoo. I'm guessing you've got different history museums, science museums, whatever in your local area. A kids gym that you probably have a membership to, and just make a day out of hitting these places up. You do other times, but it's more special when you can like go to two in one day and you make a big kind of big deal about it. It's not just a quick hit in the morning. You make it like a day of adventures. And even you and I both took work off the entire day that we did that adventure day. It wasn't just me. So that's kind of helpful. If you know what you can pull that off with your time off and availability, just to communicate that this is a really fun day out.
So if the pies weren't enough, another way to eat your way through the octave is to go out to your favorite spots. I'd say maybe it's a double here. One would be what you think of course, of going out to eat at just different restaurants. And again, if you're looking to cut costs a little bit here, you could plan a day like this on the Kids Eat Free Day.
Sure.
Or you go during happy hour where all the appetizers are half off or whatever it is.
Or you're just going for dessert.
So there's other ways to fit this in that aren't going to break the bank.
I remember over the years, though, we always wanted to go out to dinner to get pizza and then go to our favorite ice cream joint.
Oh, yeah.
And they weren't like the thriftiest of restaurants. Absolutely not. So I remember I had to every single month for like quarter one of the year be putting away $25 or whatever to be able to just make sure the restaurant budget above $25 above and beyond what we normally would do to have it saved and ready to go when it came time for the Easter octave meal out.
Yeah. Another way you could do that too, eat at your favorite spots, could be have a picnic or something, right?
Yes.
Eat
absolutely
at your favorite spots. So maybe that's the playground. Maybe it's a particular park. You add that on to that hike that you're taking. And again, it's another way to make that meal special, but then also make that activity a little bit more special too.
Picnic. Plus the art of the old picnic. What was that? Were you Yogi Bear?
Let's do some picnic basket.
All right. Another one is the staycation in your local area. So you could just see if there's a website called roomrevealer.com, which tells you the price line and the hot wire.
Like the secret deals when they don't tell you where it is.
Deal. Yeah, where they won't tell you what it is. Well, this site will.
It's a 2.5-star hotel in this town.
This one will tell you. Or you can use like hotels.com to get that last minute.
Yeah.
What is that? Hotel tonight or whatever that is.
There's a number of them.
Where they're just trying to liquidate inventory and get something through the door. You know, you can take advantage of a discount in your local area and just go pretend to be a tourist in your own town and swim at the pool. Bonus points. If there's like a hotel with a water park in your local area or within like an hour or two of your local area, just a hotel that's just a little more fun than the usual standard situation. Hit us up with the next one.
Well, if where you want to go is maybe a little bit farther away, you can turn that into part of the celebrations by going on that road trip, going on a little bit of a trip.
You can see our budget here is increasing,
starting to go up a little bit. Yeah.
Hey, but we said any budget level, so we'd be remiss if we didn't include some that cost.
Yeah, right. So the staycation in your area, the next step would be to go somewhere. And again, you can keep it simple. You can get a little fancy. You can get an Airbnb, VRBO, XYZ, any of those things, and have some pretty good fun. And right, and if you do those things and you have like the house, well, then you can cook meals. You don't have to be going out all the time. So there's plenty of ways to have fun, go see a new place, right? And then that, you're combining all these other ones. You're going for a hike out there. You're going to a neat restaurant out there, whatever it might be. But it's makes it really special because you're in a special place.
This is what the Texeras have chosen for this year. We are finally at the place where we can absorb this. It's been something we've been wanting to do for a long time, but just for one reason or another, and a new baby, some intense work project, needing to save for a van. There were just always other priorities. And we finally had a pinch of a runway this year and we're taking it for everything that it's worth. Mm-hmm. Although it's a simple, a road trip, a VRBO, cooking most of our meals, a hot tub on the deck. You know, that's going to be basically our week.
Yeah.
Just sitting there, hanging out, playing games. Now, a goal for eventual Easter Octaves. And this has been a goal ever since way back in the day. I heard of another family who did this.
Yeah.
This is where your total financial freedom.
Yeah.
This is like,
here we go.
The cash is flowing. You don't have any other restrictive financial goals you're trying to, you know, meet, et cetera. The full blown vacay. Is this not the epitome?
The week long cruise for the entire
exactly
octave.
You celebrate the Triduum the way you want at your parish. Just exactly. It's Easter. You celebrate the family. Boom. Next day, I'm on a flight. I'm out of here. I'm on a cruise. For all 8 days.
And then you are literally eating your way through the octave.
Or it's an all-inclusive, or it's a beach, or it's a mountain, or it's Rome, or it's Paris, like I talked earlier. You know, this would be, if finances allowed, the highest budget level you could allocate towards this would be it.
Mm-hmm.
And how amazing would it be? But most of us, for most of our octaves, that won't be the reality. That's okay. But it'll make, when they are reality, all the more special.
One quick thing about that. It might seem extravagant, might seem crazy. This is, oh, some big vacation for Easter. If you're going to go on a vacation anyway throughout the year,
why not then?
All right. Well, what's so special about
June?
The middle of June?
Other than kids are out of school or something.
Sure, sure, sure. But by going, especially if you have a growing family, by taking your vacation and putting it there, you're sending that message. You're reinforcing, hey, this is really special. Mm. This is something that marks our year.
Mm.
That's pretty good,
sure,
to think about.
Sure. You could shuffle around that time if it makes sense and you have the option.
If you can do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But again, it doesn't have to cost a lot to be memorable. And I think, you know, we wanted to go ahead and share that.
Absolutely.
But the lower the budget you're trying to pull off, which is fine. Some years we've had zero because that was the reality for us. Other years it's been 50 or 100.
Ooh.
Other years it's been $1,000, you know, like it'll be this year. But it requires intentional planning.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to give it that intentional planning.
Yeah, it doesn't need to cost a bunch of money. I mean, one of your probably favorite octave memories, which you shared, is the dressing up in white.
That costs nothing. I spent nothing that year. It was a blast.
You just had to think about it,
mm-hmm,
coordinate a little bit.
Exactly.
Have some fun.
Yep. And sometimes that's the hardest part, is getting the energy to be intentional and to rub your brain cells together and to actually do some planning, because our culture has just bathed our minds in, oh, life's hard. Let's just scroll.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, no, I'm going to take the discipline to actually love my family well and plan something. That takes a lot of discipline nowadays.
Yeah.
And so, hey, good on you for putting the work in. You've got this. I would love to hear how you celebrate the octave.
Ooh.
So tag us at WalletWin on social media. You can send us an email at email@walletwin.com and let us in on the celebrations. Last and certainly not least, we do have a budget guide. If you are not actively budgeting every single month, we would love to help you do that, because whatever you're going to do for the Easter octave, it'll probably require some level of budgeting money aside to be able to pull off what it is that you want to do. So head on over to walletwin.com/budget guide. Might be budget-guide. We'll put it in the show notes, but that'll be there helping you walk step by step through how to create a budget, how to use it, and how to really become at peace with your finances when you have a game plan.
Mm.
Until next time, bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the WalletWin program at walletwin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/MBO. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is part of the Spoke Street Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.